An Alyeska report on May's oil spill at Pump Station 9 sheds light on its cause and raises concerns about pipeline operations. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The technical failure analysis has been kept confidential by the company, but a redacted copy was released by the Joint Pipeline Office at the request of industry critic Richard Feinberg. Alyeska has said the May incident resulted when a backup system or uninterrupted power supply failed during a fire drill. Feinberg says the report confirms that and points to previous trouble with a similar unit at Pump Station 3.
These are complex causal issues. They need to be crystal clear on what they're doing. And having had the warning from a different pump station that the UPS is finicky, they should have done better preparation for the shutdown. That's really clear.
Feinberg says the report blames the backup power distribution unit's failure on a circuit breaker that tripped.
And they focused on that as a possible reason, but they still couldn't find out why the breaker tripped.
Without power, pipeline pump station 9 valves opened and let oil flow into a massive relief tank, a design feature that prevents potential overpressure of the line during a pump station shutdown. Feinberg says that's standard procedure, and it's unclear why the tank was allowed to overflow.
It's almost incomprehensible to me that the operations control people, let alone the maintenance people at Pump Station 9, both of them couldn't figure out that when the power went out, that meant the valves would open. That's automatic. Neither party recognized it until 40 minutes later, it started overflowing the tank, and because there were maintenance people there doing maintenance, somebody saw it.
The valves were shut and all the spillover oil was caught in a line containment area and recovered. Alyeska Corporate Communications Director Michelle Egan acknowledges that pipeline staff were distracted by the power problem and failed to realize the storage tank would overflow. Egan says Alyeska has already taken actions to raise situational awareness.
We now have a system where people who are working at the Operations Control Center and at a pump stations have to have a consciousness and awareness of the entire system. And again, we're calling it situational awareness. And there's some very specific training that we can give around that, and we've started that already.
Egan says engineers have not been able to figure out why the PS9 breaker tripped and kept the UPS unit from distributing generator power, but adds that Alyeska has made some changes to address it.
One is changing the command sequence to what happens with valves and whatnot when the station needs to be protected in a situation like that. And then the second significant technical change is reconfiguring how power is distributed to the UPS system. And that will circumvent the problem.
Egan says the May incident was specific to a shutdown environment, and the scenario could not play out if there was a power failure during normal operating conditions, something Feinberg questions. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.